Well, closing the refrigerator door and turning off the lights can save power and cash, but your home's real energy suckers live in your laundry room. Standard clothes dryers can use more power than a refrigerator.
Well, that's right. And while high-efficiency washers are on the rise, and even Energy Star certified dryers can cut in energy use by about 20%, are these more efficient and more expensive appliances really a smart buy? Here to help wash through the details is Richard Trethewey, a plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. Welcome, Richard.
Hi, guys. It is great to be back with you.
So, you know, these energy-efficient washers, they've been around for a while. Dryers are kind of just on the market now, I guess a couple of years with the Energy Star rating. They're a little more expensive. Are they really worth it? Are we going to get the return on investment and savings and performance?
Well, Tom, let me give you that standard answer.
Which is?
It depends.
That's terrible.
But even if this isn't the perfect time or the exact time to buy, there's a great chance that these appliances will be worth your while in the next few years. They're getting better every single day.
Right, let's start by talking about how exactly they work. How do we get more efficiency out of a washer, for example?
On the washer side, the high-efficiency washers, they spin faster. They use much less water to start with. And then they can wring more water out of the load for shorter cycles, and that means less energy use. Front loaders are still the most popular, but top loaders are gaining some momentum.
Now, what about the dryer? I guess if we pulled more moisture out, we've already made the dryer more efficient. But what about the way the dryer actually heats the remaining moisture? Has that become more efficient?
Well, I think the high-efficiency dryers now, they have moisture sensors that really work nowadays. They've always had moisture sensors, but this one, when the clothes get dry, it'll indeed shut off, and that means you're not going to over-dry and waste that energy. It shuts the dryer off automatically. They also combine traditional vented heat, you know, the gas or electric, with a heat pump. Now, a heat pump sort of uses less electricity to extract heat and move it through the dryer, and that really cuts cost and energy output.
Now, that actually uses some of the exhaust heat.
That's right.
Kind of recycles it, right?
Yeah. And that's the future. We've got to find ways to move heat versus try to make heat.
Yeah, but in saving energy, are you sacrificing any quality?
You know, reviews for all the high-efficiency stuff, like any new technology, they've been positive. But, you know, high-efficiency dryers require a little longer drying time. Some people get upset about that. They've been looking at their watch and, you know, trying to change the load. And there's also more air that's going to be vented out from the house. Remember, you know, you're taking air from inside the building and pushing it out through that dryer. So some of that air is the same air that you paid to heat, to cool. But that's a small price to pay, in my opinion.
So losing a little bit of that conditioned air that you've already run through your system. Now, I think when it comes time to buying anything efficient, frankly, these days, whether it's windows or appliances, there's a lot of competing claims on what's going to be efficient, what's going to save you money, what's going to deliver comfort. Any way to kind of sort through that when it comes to these appliances?
Well, it's not a perfect science, but one place I would start is that big yellow label that sits on every single appliance, that energy guide label. It's helpful, at least in a relative sense, that it's not going to tell you exactly how much you'll use for this particular dryer or washer, but it would tell you how much you would use for this washer in relation to a standard one or some other model. So it's, at least it's relational, which is pretty good.
So you can use it to compare and contrast.
Yeah. So as washers go, the front loaders are going to spin fastest, they're the most efficient, and they're great on clothes, but they shake more. You've mm-hmm. seen some of these things shake like crazy.
Move right across
so you got to shim them, you got to make sure there's anti-vibration pads, and the top loaders cost about $200 less, but they do save less energy.
Well, and I like this whole concept of labor savers when it comes to appliances. You know, can you talk a little bit about that? Because that kind of puts you in charge of how much, you know, the expense is going to be for that wash.
Right. Both on wash machines and dishwashers nowadays, you've got delayed start settings, you've got the quick wash cycles, all these little things that you can sort of customize. You're not running a full load with mm-hmm. all of its wasted water and stuff like that. And it really can make you control how much energy you're using.
And especially if you're living in an area where you have sort of a tiered cost for your electricity, you could run these appliances in the middle of the night when the cost of energy is least.
I think that's going to be a bigger issue. People don't even know that there's a different rates for electricity, and I think it's going to be a bigger story.
So bottom line, if you need a new appliance now, buy Energy Star, buy efficiency.
You know, it's like, to me, it's like paying for storage on your computer. I think you buy as high efficiency as you can afford, you know, and I think it's worth it in the long run.
Makes sense. Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Great to be back.
All right, you can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.